Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Shock Entertainment Report. I am Bette, aka Bijou. Thank you so much for tuning in to this brief update show, Hot Topics, Hot Topics Wednesday. Apologies for delay. I had a little trouble getting my info in and caused a delay. So finally, my info registered in, and now I am on air. And also on the next podcast, you hear an awesome intro song also. But thank you. It's the new year, 2020 already. What is this, day 8? Wow. But I'm sure you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and your new goals, and are just still excited about the arrival of this new year, regardless of how things might look or how things might actually be. It's important for us to stay focused and stay optimistic, right? So definitely sending prayers out around the world. The U.S. troops, they are on duty. Also praying for Australia. Have many Australia listeners and Facebook friends, and I actually have friends that are from Australia, especially in Texas. I have many friends from Australia and Texas. But definitely Australia is usually in the top five of countries that do tune in to Cut Shock Entertainment Report. And so right now, I don't think in the top five, but I know it definitely in the top 10 now, and definitely a country I love staying in contact with and love networking with my friends. And so we're definitely praying the images and videos and pictures that we are seeing have been devastating, heartbreaking. And of course, we all thank you guys for your love and your prayers that you always send to us here in America when we are dealing with, and which is often and all the time, like right now when is our time, when we are dealing with natural disasters and disasters that are caused by human beings. Sad that I keep hearing reports that many people have been arrested regarding the fires that are happening in Australia. But definitely praying our world leaders, President Trump, all presidents and all the world leaders around the world, local government. This week we have been, for the past couple of weeks here in Jackson, Mississippi, those that have won re-elections and those that are new to the political offices have been sworn in. Our new governor will be sworn in on the 14th, who is still the lieutenant governor. Then our we will have a new lieutenant governor as of tomorrow, Deborah Hoseman. So many Mr. Deborah Hoseman will be sworn in tomorrow along with others for their offices. And so it's been an ongoing thing. I hope to attend the ceremony on tomorrow at the state capitol. I missed out on attending. I really wanted to see one of my friends sworn in, Mrs. Stephanie Foster, sworn in for her position, but I missed that. So hopefully I'll make it tomorrow to see our former, our newly elected lieutenant governor, whom my campaign canvassed for, he and many other politicians that I support and voted for. So he definitely should do a great job. And a new governor elect also. Well, I believe everybody that's been elected to their positions will do a great job. And so congratulations to those of you in other states also that are going through the process also. But how about them Cowboys? They have a new coach. I had rescheduled the show to air at 2:30, and then I rescheduled to 4:30. And so I'm glad I did, because I had an opportunity to see the press conference where Jerry Jones and the management with the Cowboys had an opportunity to introduce newly hired coach Mike McCarthy. So congrats to Mike McCarthy. Everybody seemed to be very happy and impressed with the new hire. And so being a Saints fan, born a Saints fan, loving my Saints. Saints season ends on Sunday, but hey, they're still the NFC South champ, still doing a great job. Still have an amazing record and looking forward to an amazing season coming up. Cowboys are definitely optimistic and looking forward to an amazing season also with their new coach. We'll be bringing in the new staff. So that's really awesome. Really awesome. And best wishes to Jason Garrett, because I've always been a big supporter and fan of Jason Garrett. So I wonder what would be next in his book. As soon as I had heard about Mississippi State releasing their coach, I thought, well, wow, that would be, you know, if former Cowboys coach Jason Garrett is interested in doing college ball, I'm like, wow, maybe he could, you know, get that gig with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. But it probably be a lot of musical chairs going on also. But I'm not going to go on and on with this update. And I know it's much more to talk about because so many hot topics. But I'm definitely working on getting the show back up to par, as Terry, my guy, like to say, up to par, where the guest co-host will participate. Love it when listeners call in. Love it when listeners chat in the chat room. So definitely working on that. Even Terry is looking forward and excited to be a part of the podcast and to talk about interesting topics himself and to be involved in topics. Also, he has a lot to talk about. He's a reserved, quiet person, but he has a lot to talk about. And thank you all for actively networking with me throughout social media and also supporting the Facebook page and Instagram page that he and I have together. Also, we're gradually sharing a little bit more of images and videos and stuff like that, but you know, it will be more in positive things of inspiration. But we definitely have stories to share individually and how we became friends and how we are growing together in life and love. You know, we all just like the guests of the show since 2011, I've always been amazed by the stories of ups and downs. So we all have those stories of ups and downs, right? Individually and when it comes to our life with our family, friends, loved ones, and significant others. So we all have a story to tell. It seems like we all can write a book, right? Or produce documentaries about our life and our upbringings and so on. So definitely looking forward to 2020. Many of us effectively networking more, coming together more, sharing our stories, and instead of being how divided, coming together in unity and in love and in harmony and using common sense, right? Like Prince always said, to love one another. Well, it's in the Bible, that's a scripture, but to love one another, right? So it definitely has a good way. If you make resolutions or don't make resolutions, that's a good goal to have. A good mantra is to love one another. Love, what is it? Love, peace, harmony, and pray for everybody to have sound minds, because too much going on out there. For us not to try our best to be there for one another. I don't want to, because I have my notes and I looked at my notes, and then I don't want to go on like just doing a rambling commentary. But let me provide you with the email address information. And be sure to, and thank you for connecting with me in person and throughout social media. I just read a nice comment from one of my childhood friends, Pastor Cassandra White. Thank you for that beautiful comment on the Being Bad Terry Life Facebook page. Shout out to so many of you that I've known all my entire life. And then those of you that I have recently met online and in person. You know, we all are lessons, right? We all are lessons. That is amazing. We all are lessons. I'm just going to leave it at that. But we all also blessings, right? And sometimes we feel like curses, and like some things are curses. And I should know that more better than many of us. But definitely lessons learned. That's one thing that Brandon Fields, one of my friends, a former boss at Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma, that's one thing that he loved to make an example to not only kids but adults also. That lessons are learned on a daily basis. So lessons are learned on a daily basis, and just because we might be kids more, it's important for us to realize, what did we learn today? What can we teach today? My mother passed away at age 86, and one thing I loved about my mother, she always was eager to learn more. She was always eager to share and to teach others, and she was always eager to learn more about life, to always appreciate life and love life and be grateful for every day you're alive, that she always stressed to me, and never give up. And it's one thing that we should always remember, never give up, regardless of how it might seem. It's easier said than done, believe me. I know it, but it does. It's best to have that positive outlook. Like Tony Robbins always states, it's important to put ourselves in a state of gratitude where we can appreciate things and look at things in a positive manner. So, again, email me. It's going to be a guest co-host in the future, a guest, certain topics you would like to be discussed. Also, your amazing music. Email me at clusterschott, KULTRESHKENT_bet@yahoo.com. Again, KULTRESHKENT_bet@yahoo.com. And you know you can reach out to me all throughout Facebook, Bethany Williams. Anytime you see Culture Shock Entertainment reports, because the show has a page, Culture Shock Entertainment. Then also the Jane Franco Project group. Big shout out to the amazing group and Lizzie Ages and all the moderators and members of that group. Save Dallas page. I have an amazing new supporter of the page named Kyle Graham. Thank you, Kyle, for being a proactive motivator and willing to work hard for us to do what we need to do to campaign to get Dallas back on the air. And also my Instagram friends are so amazing. Twitter. Then I know you guys are missing me on LinkedIn, because I love LinkedIn. I've loved LinkedIn forever. But for some reason, I'm going through security to confirm that it's me. And when I do take a picture of my DL, for some reason, it's always blurry. So once I can get like a good picture of my driver's license in, I should be able to create a new password and get the security of my own page. So I know, I mean, I love LinkedIn, and I haven't been logged into LinkedIn for probably like 2 months. No joke. So I'm not ignoring your messages on LinkedIn. And I know when I log in, I'm going to have about 200 or 300 connection invites, because I get a lot of invites on LinkedIn. So you guys, if you're not on LinkedIn and you're a professional, you just want to professionally network, or if you're looking to hire somebody or you want to be hired, LinkedIn is your website if you've never been on there or create a profile. And so definitely need to check out LinkedIn. You won't regret LinkedIn. I know I've heard some people say, I really like LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is really an effective website when it comes to those in business and working on getting into business. But again, thank you for your support. Thank you, Terry. You are amazing. And definitely looking forward to you being a part of the broadcast and sharing your stuff with people and so on. It's been amazing for so many years, and You've been amazing to me. And thank you. And thank you to my friends and family and loved ones. I just want to thank you all. Thank everyone. Just at this beginning of the year, thank you for your love and support. And I do my best to respond to messages, to direct messages, openly and direct messages. I do my best to respond, and I really appreciate it when I hear from many of you. And thank you to those of you that still mention my mom, because she loved my friends that she knew in real life, and she also loved the social media friends. And you remember, she was a guest a couple times on Track and Attend Report sharing recipes. And I hope some of you all followed those recipes and your meals turned out perfectly. But again, thank you for tuning in. Email at kultshockent, kultshockent _beth@yahoo.com. And again, I'm accessible on social media. A big shout out to the Mad Grill, too, at North Park Mall. Shout out to Ormond White and his wife Amanda, amazing people who I became friends with when I was working with the Mississippi Video Showcase of Crossroad Film Festival a few years ago. And a couple of artists made the cut for the video showcase. He and his wife are a talented, amazing couple that making things happen, and just could not end this broadcast without a big shout out also. And don't hesitate to contact me if you would like to book Ormond. Also, regarding his performances, and also he has an awesome catering business. And the list goes on and on, so you guys just have to connect with him and his wife, Amanda White, Ormond White, because they are an amazing, amazing team, and they have a little son. So definitely check them out. I believe every broadcast, I'm going to spotlight amazing people that I effectively network with, that I am, or I'm friends with, or both, or if it's just one. I mean, if you're just a business person that I that we do business with or support one another, I'm going to start spotlighting, at least mention one or two, some of my favorite Instagram friends, some of my favorite Facebook friends, because I'm like crazy about this guy on Facebook, Malcolm Harris. That's somebody for the past few weeks I have been just having a blast sharing his advice videos. He's like an advice columnist, but he's an advice blogger. And he's just his vlogs are just amazing. So, again, thank you all for your love and support of Cut the Shock 10 Report. It's March 21st, 2011. And also the spinoff shows like Image Mechanisms, and then the new one that I've just premiered, Cut the Shark Entertainment Live, and also the Springer podcast. Thank you so much, and God bless. You are amazing. You have been listening to Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.